E-R-K-E-Y, today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to open up the garage and go under the hood with ASE certified mechanic Mark Evans. That means if there's something wrong with your vehicle right now as we speak, if you're broken down on the side of the road, if you're coasting with no power whatsoever, if your vehicle is sitting in the driveway and will not start, if your vehicle is acting funny or smelling funny, Mark can help you out at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll also throw a trivia question into the mix, as we have not in this hour of the broadcast. So here we go. You ready? Who made the Cricket? There was a vehicle made in the 1970s known as the Cricket. Who made the Cricket? That is the question. 800-259-9231. Let's find out what's been happening in the world of motorsports and go to the racing desk and bring forth our news editor, Jeff Bressler. Jeff, what's up?
Kyle Busch succeeded in accomplishing something special in NASCAR over his last three races, yet holds the dubious distinction of actually losing fans because of it. Busch made NASCAR history Saturday night with an unprecedented sweep of three national races in 1 week, completing the trio with a victory in the Sprint Cup race at the Bristol Motor Speedway. Busch lifted a broom in victory lane, where he made his third visit in 4 days. He also won the nationwide race Friday night and the truck race Wednesday night to become the first driver to complete the sweep since NASCAR expanded to three national series back in 1995. The Cup victory, his third of the season and third in the last four at Bristol, was drama-free after another round in his ongoing feud with Brad Keselowski. Busch actually admitted he intentionally wrecked Keselowski late in the nationwide race, and he celebrated that win by rubbing his eyes like a crybaby as the crowd showered him with booze. Keselowski vowed revenge over the public address system to the wild applause and delight of the Bristol crowd. The war of words continued all the way up to the start of the Cup race. As Busch was booed in pre-race introductions, he sarcastically told the crowd, "Ah, you're so loving." Keselowski was introduced moments later, taking the microphone and earning a thunderous cheer by saying, "I'm Brad Keselowski. Kyle Busch is a jerk." There was almost no chance of an on-track altercation, though, as the two hardly raced near each other for most of the night. Keselowski did make it hard for Busch to pass him late in the race when Keselowski was fighting not to go a lap down, but Busch made a clean move around him in his Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota after several attempts. Dave Ruderman rallied from a bout with food poisoning to finish second for Michael Waltrip Racing, his first top 15 finish since winning at Chicago last month. Jamie McMurray was third in a Chevrolet for Earnhardt Ganassi Racing, a finish good enough to move him to 13th in the standings. He trails Clint Bowyer by 100 points for the 12th and final spot in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you, Jeff. Great job as usual. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. We will throw out a trivia question once again to remind you. Here, we're looking for a winner, and the winner is going to get thrown into the mix for a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Who made the Cricket? That's the question. We go to Idaho right now and bring forth our field reporter, our repair guy, the man we call on whenever we need the expert advice of a ASE certified mechanic, Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Doing good, Bob. Doing good. It's an awesome Sunday. You know, it's good to be back on the air and making sure that Auto World's all tuned up and ready to go. Get the get our listeners fixed today.
That's right. Have you got your tools out, and are you properly attired?
Oh, boy, do I. I've got a couple 9/16-inch combination wrenches here, Bob. We're ready to tighten up the nuts and the bolts that are loose under the hood.
Very good. 800-259-9231. Again, if you got a problem with your vehicle, Mark can help you out. He has done so many times here on this very broadcast. If your car's not running right, if you've been told by your local mechanic you got to spend a ton of money and you don't think he's necessarily right, want a second opinion, 800-259-9231. Or you want to chime in on the trivia question about the cricket. Who made the cricket? So, Mark, what's cooking? I understand you've got some new vehicles. What's the story? I understand you've got a classic Cadillac. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I've got a quite unique little car here. It's not that little. It's a big old Cadillac. But it's a 1963 Cadillac Series 62. It's a little two-door convertible. That's beautiful shape, all original, Bob. White on red, red interior and white outside, white convertible top. And that came to me through customers, you know, that talked out loud that, well, Mark here has been doing it for, you know, 30 plus years. And that, you know, it's hard to find a mechanic technician that can work and restore the old cars, get them back up and running correctly. And I'm lucky enough, I guess that's the advantage, Bob, of getting old, you know. You've been in it so long, you know, that I started on those old 60s cars, so I know the ins and the outs and where you can find parts. So a lot of the times, like this Cadillac, it's from the original family. The grandpa, you know, he bought it. He had two of them, and grandma and grandpa. Grandpa passed away here years ago, and grandma had to put grandma in a nursing home. And, well, in the will, grandpa's will stated that the grandkids get the Cadillac. So the one went to two girls on one side, and one girl got the Cadillac on one side, and the other girl here in Idaho got the Cadillac on the other side as the grandma and grandpa's kids, you know. So the one granddaughter decided they didn't know how to do a Cadillac, fix a Cadillac, and it cost money. So, but this granddaughter in Idaho here said, hey, let's get Mark to get this thing back on the road and running. And I spend a lot of time actually just being a detective trying to find the right parts and pieces. The old convertible top motor, original 1963 motor's not working. So I, being a detective instead of a mechanic at that time, trying to find the motor. And I finally found one. So here next week, I'll be able to get the convertible top to go up and down for them. And I did brakes on it, and it's got the original. I had to get new tires for them because the tires were all rotted out because of the age. You know, I'm sitting in grandma and grandpa's garage forever. And kind of exciting. I actually got it fired up here the other day and got new gas in it. And, you know, the old cars, when you're having them sit around for quite some time, anything that sits with gasoline in it, gasoline has actually literally condensation. And this Cadillac, actually the gasoline that was in the tank, the rusted the bottom of the tank out. So I'd pull the gas tank out and have that all welded up so it doesn't leak, and just little things like that to get the old Cadillac convertible back on the road. You know, it's kind of neat around my shop here lately. I've had got another Mark V, Lincoln Mark V here, and had a couple weeks ago I had a little Studebaker pickup back in the 50s that we built, and it's quite interesting. You know, Bob, we're living in a time of hard times. You know, the economy's not the best. But I find also on the other side of the coin or the hubcap, a lot of the folks that have these old cars, they know what they're worth, and they, you know, that's what it's all about, is the worth. You know, are the cars worthy of the dollar? And they are. It's actually better than putting money in the bank when you can restore them, you know.
I know with the banks paying CDs at 1%, it's pretty disgusting. 800-259-9231. When we come back on the other side, we're going to go to Iowa and take more of your calls. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
We all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or $5,000 repair bill. Even if your factory warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-871-4131. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. That's 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. The one and only Mark Evans joins us. He's got his tools out. He's got his mechanics attire on. He's ready to take your calls at the regular number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email. You can shoot me an email anytime. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Once again, that's bob@autoworldradio.com. We got a trivia question out there. Who made the cricket? Who made the cricket? That's the question. We go to Iowa, listening on KXEL. And Matt, one more time, the gentleman's name is Scott, of course. Scott, I am brain dead at the moment. How are you?
No, I can tell all the girls better now.
Okay. Okay, very good. So you want to take, you got a problem with your car, or you want to solve the trivia question?
Yeah, I got a trick question for this guy. 71383 Magnum Mopar motor. Every once in a while backfire and blow out the power valve of my 750 Holley carburetor, and I don't like that. Now I got two screws stripped out of my front bowl, and I got to buy a new carburetor sometime.
No.
I don't want the backfire.
That's not good, Scott. The 383, of course, does that have the stock distributor in it where it's dual points?
I'm not sure what it is. Okay. Ed Horn told me it's checked out fine with his distributor guy.
Okay.
And anyway.
Yeah, that's a Magnum engine. It's probably got the dual points in it. And you're getting a bark, I call it, or backfire out the carburetor because the dwell, that's the time that the points are closed, okay? When you hook up a dwell meter, this is what I'd like you to do, and we'll get rid of that backfire for sure. It's a real simple thing. You can go, I don't know if you have a dwell meter, tachometer. It's a dwell tach tool, all in one. It's really easy to hook up, Scott. The black lead, of course, they're real cheap. You can go to any parts store and buy them, $15-$20. The black lead on, just put it to ground. The other lead is green. I want you to put that on the little terminal coming off the distributor. But here's what we've got to do for sure, is take the cap, distributor cap off, get you a piece of, real thin piece of, like a notepad piece of cardboard. Or take five or six pieces of paper out of that notebook, and I want you to open up. When you take the cap off, you'll see two sets of points. And the first set that I want you to stick the paper, open them up. It's a little spring-loaded, two little tips there. You just open the little arm up. I want you to stick the paper in between those two little tips there, and that keeps that spark from igniting. And then the other set of points, just leave them normal. Don't lock anything there. And then put that gauge on dwell, where it says dwell, and then have somebody crank over the engine. Pull the coil wire off so it doesn't start up on you. But while they're cranking, look at the dwell meter. And what you want is you want to set those the magic number for those Magnum engines on those points. You want to set the dwell, the number, at about 27 degrees. The way you do that, too, Scott, is just the two little screws hold that set of points down. Just loosen up just a little bit, put the screwdriver in. You'll see the slot where the screwdriver goes, and you just pry those points wider or close them a little farther. And when you close them a little farther, the dwell number will go up. And right now, with the backfiring that you got going on, your points are set at about 35 to 38 degrees. So you do that first set like that, and then take the paper out, put the paper in the first set of points, block that off, and do the second set adjustment and get that down there at that same number. And that'll get rid of that backfire. And then you have to adjust the timing. When the dwell number on your distributors are too high, if it's 35, 36 degrees on each set of points, your timing will actually be a little bit retarded. It's supposed to be, let's say, at 12 degrees, and if the well is set too high, the timing will not be at 12. It'll literally be about maybe 4.
Yeah.
And that's where that backfire's coming out. The intake side. Okay. And that's why it's blown up. It'll blow the power valve out big time. On that,
it did.
Yeah, and it'll cause a fire too. And you don't want a fire, you know, by any means. That's a real nice rare car there that year. That engine. What color is it? What color's the car?
Car is a '73 Charger. It's got a factory moonroof, and it's originally a 440 Magnum car. and bought it from a friend for $5,000 over 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and I had a lot of fun with it. And now the front end suspension's worn out, and the inside of the front tires wear off before I can smoke off the rear tires.
Yeah. Now, talking about the front tires being worn out on the inside.
Yeah, it's the ball joints, and I don't know what all in the front end there. It just needs a whole lot of stuff. The motor's good, and the transmission good, and the front brakes good, and everything else is vintage 73.
Yeah, that's a fun car. Fun car to drive. Definitely.
I could spend the rest of the afternoon telling all you guys about my little Daytona track I got here in Iowa, flyover country. It's a little gravel road in front of the house and a loop driveway in front of the house, and it's like A1A down Florida and whip it out on the beach and, you know, just do it all, turn left and go fast.
Sounds good. Excellent. Well, thank you for the call. Don't be a stranger. Call us again, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Frank in New Mexico. Frank, you're on Auto World. How are you doing, my friend?
Hey, Bob. Enjoying the show as always, especially when you got Mark on there. He can solve my problem, maybe.
That's right. He's the man when it comes to solving problems. So go ahead. Hit him with your best shot.
Well, my wife's little old grocery getter, a 89 Nissan Sentra, you know, basic four banger, runs like a top, except when it starts getting colder, you start it up in the morning, the idle goes up and down, up and down, up and down, and that rate gradually decreasing over 3 or 4 minutes, and then after that, it's smooth and runs like a top. So what do you think?
That's easy, Frank. Yeah, you need to drive that car up and over those hills, see? to go with that speed that you got going on. you go right to the air filter, of course, air canister on it. 89, you said?
89, yeah.
Okay. There's an electronic solenoid that is worn out. It's pulsating on you. It's electrically plugged in, okay? It's not vacuum operated, it's electric. And so if you take your air canister off that snorkel on there and you go right to your throttle, you'll see that little electronic solenoid. Unplug it, see if that problem goes away for you.
Hope that helps you out, Frank. Give it a shot. This is Auto World.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Hi, this is Auto World's Bob Long with a really special deal just for you. The folks at California Car Cover Company are going to give you a discount if you put in my name, Bob Long, in the discount code box at calcarcover.com. You'll get 15% right off the top of your order. So log on to calcarcover.com or call 800-423-5525 and use discount code Bob Long.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. Mark Evans is in the house. He's helped a couple of people so far. He can help you if your car's not running right, if it's not running at all, if it's not passing emissions, not getting the sticker in your state, and you're worried about it. You've taken it to your mechanic because you feel like there's something wrong, and the mechanic says it's going to cost you $2,000. You don't have the $2,000. Perhaps you have doubts on his diagnosis. Mark can help you. Mark can help you if the car is not performing well, not giving you good gas mileage, or not accelerating properly, or idling wrong, or smelling wrong. He can help you all at the usual number here, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can chime in on the trivia question. So far, no one has got the answer right. Who made the cricket? That's right, who made the cricket? 800-259-9231. Hey, Mark, do you still have that 1916 Chevy?
I do. I got the old baby sitting in the garage. Bob, I actually took some photos of it, and we've got the photos. I don't have it out where everybody can see it. Kind of hiding it, you know. But took some photos and framed them and put them up in the garage, the automobile stuff, you know, that I've got on the walls and stuff in the shop here. I've kind of been collecting this stuff over the 30 years. So every inch of my walls are full of stuff. And so I've got kind of a little area here that has got some 1914, 1915, 1916 stuff to go along with my car. And I had a customer here not too long ago. She had a car that wouldn't start, couldn't figure it out and everything. And she had two or three shops. And and she'd heard about me, and anyway, ended up over here on the tow hook, you know, and all that was wrong was the starter was bad, and the wire basically that was going to the starter was melted, and anyway, I fixed the wire and everything, and you know, it's you never know. She saw all the old stuff I have and all the signs I have and all that, and she says, you know, I've got something for you. Would you trade out the bill for the telephone? And I said, well, I've already got a telephone. And he says, no, this is an original Western Electric 1915 hand crank telephone.
Ooh.
And my mouth just fell to the ground. I said, you know, you bet I'll trade you out for that starter for that telephone. So I've got it's actually, it does work. It's a 1950 an original, one of the old wood hand crank. You know, the ones you put the earpiece up to your ear and you crank it with the mouthpiece and talk into the mouthpiece. And so, you know, communication, I guess. That my 1916 car, it's a baby grand, first year of electric options, so it's got headlights. And so I've just got a lot of old stuff, you know, out there with the car. And it's getting time. Bob, I'm going to have to probably put that 16 in one of those Ziploc car covers from California Car Cover Company to keep the mice away from it. That's my enemy right now is the mice. They got all the decon and all that stuff in it, but you know the mice just eat that stuff like candy, and then they get into the mole hair of the seats because it's all original. And but it exercise it once a year and get it out and drive it a little bit and. It definitely turns heads, you know.
Absolutely.
People stop, it's good, nice to have. I just got word here Thursday. I've got a gentleman that I was working on his truck, and come to find out, he's telling me that, you know, he knows I like cars, all kinds of cars, and like to work on them and collect them and all. And so his grandma bought a 1930. Model A pickup back in the day, and it's been sitting, I guess, in a garage forever. So I'm going to go over here next week, and it's about 100 miles away. I'm going to drive over and take a look, and it's one of those barn finds, I believe it sounds like for me, you know. So, but I told him that, you know, my way of life is that I'm a caretaker for cars, and if I can get the old cars like that and get them running and get them up and running and take the owners that I buy them from for a ride every once in a while and exercise the car, that's what they're there for, you know, and have fun with them. Put them in the parades and burn some gas and get some oil dirty and, you know, and wear some tires out.
That's right. It's a win-win for everybody. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or if you want to chime in on that trivia question, it's the same telephone number, 800-259-9231, or you can send me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. That's the contact information, and got an email here for Mark, and the question is about tires, and it's a muscle car question. Interesting question here, Mark. The gentleman writing me is by the name of Gus, and Gus is in Pennsylvania. And Gus has doesn't say what year, but he says he has a classic GTO, which is still riding on bias ply tires. Doesn't say if they're the original ones, but nevertheless, they're old tires. He'd like to upgrade to radials. What's Mark's opinion of that, and does it require any other adjustments? Interesting question.
Yeah, and in fact, that's a great question Gus has, Bob. By the 63 Cadillac that we have here, it came in with, you know, rotted out stock bias ply tires because that's what those cars were built for, and that's what they had back then. And so Gus can understand that, in fact, it doesn't hurt a bit to put an all-season radial on that GTO. It'll actually make the ride a lot nicer, big time. Bias ply tires are a very stiff type tire. They're not forgiving it by any means. So if you're driving down the road with a bias ply and there's a little bit of a rut, imperfection in the road, the bias ply grab that imperfection just like a train on a train track and go right, just stay right in that rut. And it's hard to drive sometimes. What I'd recommend, which I did on this Cadillac, I called one of our Les Schwab tires, actually, here west. There's quite a few. They have quite a few stores. And what we did, they actually take the size off the bias ply tire and they match that up with an all-season radial, so it's exactly the same size, same width, same height, same profile. Everything's the same size, so he doesn't have to do anything to the GTO at all. And he'll have the white letter, white lettering type tire, and get a white stripe type tire. They even have them in red stripe now, I guess, for the older cars. But no, they don't have to do anything different to the car at all. I mean, they just take that measurement and shoot an all season radial on it. And I've done that with my older cars, but too, Bob. I've also guessed. You know, I don't know how good his tires, his stock bias ply tires are, but I always like to keep my bias ply tires on stock rims. And so when I go to a car show or go to the parade, I take the all-season radials off. I call those my drive-type tires for doing my driving. And when I go show it or do parades, I put the bias-ply stock wheels, bias-ply tires back on it so everybody can see it the way it was back in its day.
Wow, that sounds interesting, definitely. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Who made the Cricket? Which auto manufacturer brought us the Cricket? I'm going to give you a hint. It was a domestic, an American car manufacturer that offered the Cricket back in the 1970s. Or if you got a mechanical question for Mark, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Another question here, Mark, floating in via email. This one comes from Peter. Peter is in also Pennsylvania. He would like to know about battery tenders. He sees them advertised in magazines, and he wants to know, do they actually work? He says he owns a Corvette, which he doesn't drive that often. Sometimes it sits for 2 or 3 months at a time, and he wants to know if a battery tender would be a good investment.
Definitely, definitely. Great question. And those are an awesome product, Peter, to the point of no return. I've got probably six of those on my own cars. They're great. It keeps battery charged at all times. Keeps it, you don't have to keep replacing batteries. Great product.
Very good. More with Mark straight ahead. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
for world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. 800-259-9231. The trivia question is about a vehicle known in the 1970s as the Cricket, made by a domestic car manufacturer. No, it wasn't Buick. No, it wasn't Mercury. No, it wasn't Oldsmobile. No, it was not American Motors. Who made the Cricket? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And certainly, if you have any mechanical problems, Mark Evans is with us. He's got the garage door open. He's got all the tools. Mark, I imagine you have to buy new tools all the time.
Oh, it's like every day. Literally, if I'm not buying them, Bob, I'm breaking them.
What's the most expensive tool? What's your most expensive tool that you've got in your collection?
Well, you know, you got the toolbox and all that, I guess, you know, the cabinet. But, you know, I guess the most expensive and the most, or these electronic scanners, I call those tools. They're very expensive. But, you know, the best tool and probably the most expensive is the car lift, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And the two-post car lift, I'm going to call it a tool, because without that, it's kind of like a dentist without a chair to put the patient in, you know?
Right, yeah.
I always say, I bring my patient in and put him on the lift or put her on the lift, you know, and a lot of people have names for their cars, and we put them up on the lift, and they're up on the chair, basically, and I get doing the root canal, you know? But, yeah, that's, you know, it's just amazing. You're absolutely right. I think, truthfully, I could probably retire just by selling my tools. I really could. I've got a Snap-on wrench set, Bob socket set that I bought it used, and it's probably a 1940s set.
Sure.
1940. And
yep.
just that alone is unbelievable. I don't even use it anymore. It's on display, you know.
Yeah.
It's amazing, you know, so the tools and more tools and more tools, and I'm certified in over 30 different fields in the automotive industry, and I work on all those brands, and every time I turn around, like, you know, like tomorrow, I'm going to be the Cadillacs in one stall. I've got a Mark V that's going to be in another stall. I'm going to have a turbocharged Volkswagen Beetle in the other stall. And then I'm going to have a Toyota Camry and, coming in, and that's just one day. And, you know, it's so many different varieties. I have a lot of people that come in. I've got seats, chairs that people come in, friends, relatives, customers that come in, just sit down and say, well, check that car out, you know. And like a trivia question, the cricket, you know. Remember that Roadrunner and the horn, the horn on a Roadrunner, it'd go beep, beep?
Sure.
You ever heard? That trivia question, that cricket, have you ever heard the sound of that horn on the cricket? I used to work on those cars, and we used to beat the horn just to hear the horn because it sounds like a cricket.
That's great.
It was really cool. Just like the Roadrunner horn, you know, horn that would go beep, beep. And that's back in the day when they made cars and gave those cars personality. And, of course, we've got cars out there today at the Camaro and the Challenger, and all the new stuff coming out has also got a lot of personality, and I'm glad they're back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, we got, all of us need fun in our garage, no doubt.
No question about it.
You know?
Let's see, another email question here. This one comes from John. John is in Iowa listening on KXEL. Oh, almost thought we had a winner on the trivia question. Once again, who made the cricket? Domestic car manufacturer, 800-259-9231. The gentleman in Iowa would like to know about gas-saving devices. He says he commutes more than 100 miles a day and would like to know if Mark has any way to increase the mileage on his 1996 Ford Taurus.
Okay, yeah. The best thing you can do, Bob, you and I have talked about it before, is make sure that you got good fuel in it. Definitely, you've got to have good fuel, and if you keep a car maintained, a fuel filter's got to be fresh. Can't have plugged up fuel line. That is an injected Taurus 96. But another thing, just a bottle of fuel injector cleaner, the concentrated. I use gum out. Gum out works really, really well. That keeps the injectors nice and clean where they can spray and it doesn't drip the gas out. And then the biggest thing, too, is air filter. Air filter, make sure that that's the nose. It's where it's breathing. If it can't inhale air, it won't exhale. But the biggest thing with the 96, John, I really got to say out loud to everyone, is that have your catalytic converter checked, because we got good intake coming in. Air filter's good and clean, but 96 probably has 100,000 plus miles on it. And we always forget about the catalytic converter, and that car, if it's got the original catalytic converter, it's 90% plugged up. And, That's one thing that you haven't replaced today. They sell so many catalytic converters that they're very, very inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
They sell a ton of them. But big thing, though, Bob, you know, you and I have talked about it before, too. Gas mileage is all in the air in the tires, isn't it? I mean, if we run around with tires that are underinflated by 5 pounds, you'll lose 2 to 3 miles per gallon on gasoline.
Wow. That's big. Big loss there. Let's talk to Pam in Pennsylvania. Pam, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. You want to take a stab at the trivia, or do you have a mechanical question for Mark?
No, it was a Plymouth Cricket.
Yes, you got it right. Congratulations. We're going to put you in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. What type of vehicle do you drive today, Pam?
We have a Saturn station wagon. And I'm very disappointed that they're not making them anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Sorry to see the Saturn brand go. So it's running okay? Can Mark help you out with any mechanical questions?
No.
All right, terrific.
Great car, man.
Hang on the line for Matt, and we're going to take down all of your information and put you right there at the top of the pile for Warren Tracy to send you a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Another interesting question here, Mark. Lots of good questions here via the email. This one comes from a gentleman by the name of Harrison. Harrison's in California, Lake Shasta, California, and he wants to know, how long can he keep gasoline in his tank without going bad? Now, that's an interesting question.
Yeah, expiration date. That's, I get that question a lot, Bob, on the older cars. There is an expiration date on gasoline. You get 30 days before you, it starts dropping, literally.
Really? 30 days? Wow.
1 month, and it should start dropping down. The chemical base in it and what it's made out of, literally, and I've seen it from my own eyes in my own cars. It's like, what? Yeah, it goes bad. After 30 days, I've had gasoline. Here's this Cadillac again. Pulled the gas tank out. That gas was in there for probably 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just for fun, you know, the guy's got to experiment. That's, I guess, how Henry Ford and Lewis Chevrolet and got cars on the road. But, you know, we poured a little bit of gas, that gas out of that tank after 2 years, put it in a little can. I'm talking literally, Bob, just hardly any gas at all, because we knew we'd have an explosion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you light a match, a wood match, and throw it into a little can with a little bit of splash of gas in there, it actually put the match out. So gasoline is 30 days, and then she starts going bad, and I definitely recommend. I see boats, everybody's winterizing boats out here out west now, and definitely you've got to get the gasoline out of them. But, you know, 30 days, it's just starts to go bad big time and fast. And Stable is a good product to use to put in gas to hold the flamboyant of the gas, you know, so it can ignite later.
I like
really
that,
good.
The flamboyancy.
Yes.
I fill my vehicle up with some flamboyant gas.
Flamboyant. Yes. And no, gas, also, I had a gentleman with a Jeep that had a problem, couldn't get it started. And he never even thought, you know, he worked on that car himself, that little Jeep, for 6 months. He replaced the coil, and he replaced, you know, it just went on and on and on for 6 months. But one thing he forgot about was the gasoline. And I actually said, did you check fuel pump pressure? He says, no, how do you do that? So I was there at his place, and I just smelled the gas coming out of the Schrader valve, Bob, and it was horrible, horrible. So
wow.
Don't ever let gas go bad. It destroys your car.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark. We'll get you back with us real soon. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lund. Burning the night away. Two
lips touching together. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.